Macmillan Audio presents Seventh Grave and No Body by Dorinda Jones. Read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. I often question my sanity. Occasionally, it replies. T-shirt. If the woman howling from the back seat of Agent Carson's black SUV weren't already dead, I would have strangled her, gladly, and with much exuberance. But alas, my ex-BFF Jessica was indeed dead, and ranting on and on about how her death was entirely my fault, which was so not true. It was only partly my fault. I wasn't the one who'd kicked her off a 7-story grain elevator, though I was beginning to wish I had. At least then I would have had a reason to listen to her harp ad nauseam. Life was too short for this crap. After rolling my eyes so far back into my head I almost dislodged them from their sockets, I glanced over at my driver and the owner of said SUV, Agent Carson. Actually, it was FBI Special Agent Carson, but that was way too many syllables in my book. I tried to get her to change her name to Sack, or even FBI Sack, since we could have called her Phoebe for short.